Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality. Experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf. And by Ivy Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with Ivy Cool. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. The Women's Open Championship, the final major on the women's calendar, concludes today. In fact, it's going on right now. And joining me now to talk about that and a number of other topics is Jill McGill, reigning U.S. Senior Women's Open Champion.
Thanks, Anne. I appreciate you all having me.
Oh, our pleasure. Well, before we get into golf, I understand that you are using your platform to educate people about ovarian cancer and the Ovarian Cancer Research Alliance, OCRA, and their effort to fight the disease. So certainly a most important cause.
It is. You know, I found myself in a position where my sister was diagnosed with ovarian cancer during COVID. And, you know, anytime anybody gets that sort of news, it's obviously going to be a struggle, but coupled with COVID. So I saw the struggles that she went through. And then one of my best friends that I've known, almost all my life, is currently struggling with the fight of cancer. And, you know, it's interesting, Anne, once you put it out there and you start talking to people, how many other people come up and say, oh, I had ovarian cancer, my sister, my aunt, or my friend's friend. And OCRA, Ovarian Cancer Research, has been great. I mean, I just know the tip of the iceberg about the ovarian cancer, just based on the circumstances of having those two people that are super close to me have to go through this. But man, they're doing a lot of great stuff to help a lot of people that have been diagnosed.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned how many people, I lost a cousin to it, and I have a annual charity golf tournament, and we raise money for various not-for-profit organizations, and we have supported the Samuel Waxman Cancer Research Foundation, specifically with research on ovarian cancer, because I know it's so hard to detect, and that's one of the issues. It's hard to diagnose, right?
Yes, as I understand it, it is hard to diagnose. For example, my friend Liz, I mean, she got passed back and forth for 4 or 5 months until she found herself in the ER with excruciating pain, draining 7 liters outside of her body down around her abdomen area before they were able to definitively say, you have ovarian cancer. And by that time, it spread all through the body. Mm. So the other thing about Ovarian Cancer Research Alliance is they are very, very strong supporters in early detection, as well as advocates for making sure you're your best advocate for your health. And one thing that I was shocked to learn, is they have the numbers that if you have a genetic marker for cancer, your likelihood of developing it is between 40 and 50%. So imagine if you know you have that marker and you can be super proactive about your health, that how the decline that we would see in terms of cancer cases.
Exactly. So your sister is a survivor, Shelley O'Keefe, right? And she's been your caddy as well, right?
Yes, my sister Shelley, she's awesome. She is a tremendous athlete in her own right. And after playing collegiate soccer and, you know, skiing on the World Cup mogul team, just those two little things, she decided to turn to golf. And so we've really been able to enjoy a relationship on the golf course. And she's a tremendous teacher. She works a lot with juniors. So when she did caddy for me at the U.S. Senior Open last year when we won, she was, you know, just out of chemo treatments and having the surgery to remove her, you know, uterus and omentum tissue as well. So not only was it a great, you know, win, but it was a personal win for her health, being able to be out there all week and physically rise to the challenge that it presents.
Right. So being so close to it as your sister was dealing with it and your friend, as you mentioned, what's your advice? What do women have to do to try to, you know, prevent or, you know, early detection, that kind of thing?
Well, I definitely am becoming more and more a believer in the genetic testing and knowing what your makeup is. Some people don't want to know because who wants to know if they have a cancer gene? I don't think anybody wants to know that. However, if you do know that, you certainly can actively seek help. And there's so many resources in terms of what you can do to prevent it. And women's health a lot of times, and this is not a woe is me, I feel like kind of gets put on the back burner, especially as we mature and progress in life. When you start going through perimenopause and menopause, because there's so many overlapping symptoms. So I would say my advice would be go to your doctor. If the doctor is not willing to be patient and answer questions for you, change your doctor and definitely find somebody who is an advocate and who is very well-versed in women's health and is passionate about the station of life that you're in for your health.
Great advice, Jill. Really, really great advice. All right, let's switch over to some of these championships going on right now. There's so much happening at this, you know, always in golf. And the U.S. Women's right. Amateur is down to the finals. And it has come down to Latanya Stone of LSU against Megan Schofield, Auburn University graduate student. And is this, I don't think there's any championship more grueling than these amateur championships, right? Just to get to the finals, you have to win five different matches. And I know you won the U.S. Women's Am in 93. So what are your thoughts about these grueling events?
You know, I think when you're in the midst of playing it, you don't really give it very much thought. You turn the power on and you go, go, go. And it's one of those things where after the event is finished, you look back and you recognize, whoa, that was a tough week. I played two qualifying rounds, 36 holes, and I think it's two of the rounds. I have to go back and look for sure. But it is a lot of golf over the course of 7 days. Now, you know, I can only say for myself, and I apologize to my opponents that may be on the brunt of this, but you know, luckily I had, you know, one or two matches that didn't go the full 18 holes.
Right.
So when that happens, you get a little bit of a reprieve, which is nice. But it is grueling. It's very physically and mentally taxing.
And they have to play 36 holes today in the final round.
Right.
I mean, it's not just, okay, we got this far. Now we can just play 18. They play 36, so it doesn't stop. Well, are you amazed at how far, you know, the talent has come since your amateur playing days? I mean, the depth of talent now in the women's game, to me, is so impressive.
Oh, my goodness. It is amazing. I mean, I give this analogy. I went back to finish my degree, and the first night of class, I'm sitting in the front row, and I have my notebook and my pen, and I look around, and everybody has their laptops out, and I went, oh, so this is how it is today. And it was the same thing when I went to play the Open at Pebble Beach this, you know, a couple of weeks ago. I'm on the driving range and I look down and everybody has their Foresight and their TrackMan technology and I'm throwing wind up like, oh, I think it's going to be about 4 or 5 miles an hour. So the ability that they have to really, really hone in on exactly what they're doing with their golf games and then being on the course, I was always considered one of the longer players and, you know, on tour now, granted I'm 51, I would be average off of the tee. I mean, the strength and the ability is really phenomenal and it's quite impressive to watch in person.
Do you credit that to the equipment and technology or their training or maybe a little bit of both?
I think it's all of the above. I mean, I think you can take technology, like I had mentioned, Foresight and TrackMan. And to be able to go onto a driving range and to be able to really, you know, zone in on hitting 30 wedges and having 25 of the 30 hit within 5 or 10 feet. That gives you really good indication of what you want to do on the golf course. The technology is definitely helping with the distance and the consistency. And then really, you know, the event of video that you can have on your iPhone now, the super slow motion frame by frame, so you can go back and look, oh, the face was a little open, or I was doing this with my hips or my shoulders, whatever each player is working on, is such a valuable tool. I mean, not only in golf, just in sports in general. So all three of those factors really, if implemented, and the sky's the limit for the talent of the women's golf.
Absolutely. And they're starting younger and focusing in on golf at an earlier age, I feel. But all right, quickly, the Women's Open going on right now. Charlie Hall of England, Lilia Vu of the United States, they share the lead at 9-under. They have a one-shot lead. Allie Ewing, she held the lead after 18 and 36 holes, but she shot a +3 yesterday. But she's only 2 shots back, so anything can happen. Have you been watching the women at the Open?
You know, I wish I could say that I have been watching the women at the Open, but I was on pickup camp duty for my own kids. So, we were playing karaoke in the car for 15 hours there and back. And I have not, I just don't get the opportunity to watch as much as I would like. But man, the British Open is such a fun event to play. You go over there, it's just a different atmosphere with the galleries. And the galleries approach to watching golf, it really is night and day to playing in the U.S. Open and the British Open. But with that close of a field, anything can happen, particularly if any weather pops up. I imagine Charlie's feeling pretty good being on home soil and is getting a lot of support, so that would be really fun for her.
Absolutely. And Nelly Korda is teeing off any minute now, and she will start this final round at 4-under, tied for 9th place. Well, I know you are the defending champion of the U.S. Senior Women's Open, and that's coming up in Portland, August 24th to 27th. So how's your game?
Well, I'm going to be playing a little bit more this week. I have been playing more this summer just with the opportunities that came with winning the Senior U.S. Open last summer. I feel good about my game, you know. Now, if I can get in the right headspace to be there and have all the pieces, you know, fall into place, I think I have a pretty good chance of having a really good finish again this year. The course that we're playing is Waverly. It is a very old-style country club. When I went there for media day, I learned a lot about the history. Thank you to David Jacobson, Peter Jacobson's brother. He is quite the historian. And, you know, just side note for those golf geeks out there, Waverly is the official first site of the Green Jacket, and Augusta implemented it.
Wow.
Little tidbit of trivia for you there, Anne.
So, and covering 25 Masters. I should know that. Wow. Jill McGill. Great talking with you. Good luck in the to defend your title, and you know, continued success, and you're doing great work educating people about ovarian cancer. So important. I wish we could go on and on, but we're up against a break here. Jill McGill, thank you so much, and look forward to following your career as you continue here.
Anne, thank you very much. Have a fabulous Sunday.
Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality. Experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf. And by IB Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IB Cool, stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection, and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com.